WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like your brain's on permanent, high alert? That feeling like you could scroll through social media for hours, even when you're dead tired? Yeah, me too. Welcome back to Nightly Calm, folks. I'm Jake Carter, and tonight we're diving into something that affects all of us. Sleep in the digital age. It's a jungle out there with notifications, emails, and cat videos vying for our attention 24/7. But listen up, because getting enough shut-eye isn't just about feeling less groggy, it's vital for your physical and mental health. Now, I'm not here to preach digital detox or tell you to chuck your phone in a volcano, though sometimes that sounds pretty tempting. It's all about finding the sweet spot, balancing our tech-filled lives with healthy sleep habits. First things first, blue light. That glow from your screen messes with your melatonin production, which is basically your body's natural sleep signal. So, limit screen time at least an hour before bed. Seriously, put that phone down. Instead, try reading a book, old school, I know, but trust me, taking a warm bath, or doing some gentle stretches. Speaking of winding down, create a calming bedtime routine. This could be anything from listening to soothing music to journaling your thoughts for the day. The key is consistency. Do the same things every night to signal your body that it's time to sleep. Think of it like a pre-sleep ritual, something sacred and special just for you. Next up, your bedroom sanctuary. Make it a haven for sleep. Keep it cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in blackout curtains if needed, and ditch the noisy gadgets. Remember, your bed should be primarily for sleep and intimacy, not for scrolling through social media or binge-watching shows. That's what weekends are for. Now, let's talk about the mental game. Stress can keep you tossing and turning all night. Find healthy ways to manage it, like meditation, yoga, or even just taking a few deep breaths before bed. Remember, your mind is powerful. Train it to relax and prepare for sleep. Finally, and this might seem obvious, but aim for a regular sleep schedule, even on weekends. Going to bed and waking up around the same time each day helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle. Think of it like clockwork. Your body loves routine. Ever had one of those nights where you just can't fall asleep? You toss and turn, staring at the ceiling, feeling like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour. I get it, been there, done that, got the sleepless nights t-shirt. One time, I was so stressed about an upcoming presentation that I ended up counting sheep until my brain decided to invent its own species of flying sheep with laser beams. Needless to say, I didn't sleep well. But you know what? The next day, I learned a valuable lesson. Sometimes, taking a step back and acknowledging those racing thoughts can actually help calm them down. Instead of fighting the anxiety, I started focusing on my breathing, visualizing myself in a peaceful place, anything to shift my mental gears. So, remember folks, getting good sleep isn't about magic tricks or sleeping pills, though sometimes they seem pretty tempting. It's about building healthy habits, creating a conducive environment, and finding what works best for you. You're not alone on this journey. We're all navigating the world of technology and trying to find that sweet spot for rest and rejuvenation. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Blue light reduction, a calming bedtime routine, a sleep-conducive bedroom, stress management techniques, and a consistent sleep schedule. Implement them one at a time, find what resonates with you, and watch your sleep quality improve. Imagine waking up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer the day. That's the power of prioritizing good sleep. So go ahead, put that phone down, create your own bedtime sanctuary, and get ready for some serious shut-eye. Join me tomorrow night for another episode of Nightly Calm, where we explore more tips and tricks for a happier, healthier you. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.